Welcome to the second episode of the first series of my podcast, The Bookish Economist, the podcast. Today, we'll be reviewing the book called Freakonomics. This book was written by Stephen D. Levin and Stephen J. Dubner, a journalist from the New York Times and economist in the University of Chicago. This book was first published in 2005 by HarperCollins. Have you ever wondered what do school teachers and sumo wrestlers have in common? This book will answer that question and many others. Interesting question that you may never thought of. The outline for today's session consists of summary, the main idea, the strength and weaknesses of this book, the lesson learned, and finally, the conclusion. Summary. This book explores the hidden side of everything that explains how people would like the world to work and what actually works. This book is divided into 6 chapters. The first one, what do school teachers and sumo wrestlers have in common? The secondly, what do the Ku Klux Klan have in common with the group of real estate agents? And thirdly, why do drug dealers still live with their moms? And fourth, where have all the criminals gone? Fifth, what makes a perfect parent? And finally, the sixth one is about perfect parenting, part 2. So basically, the Rogue Economist can assist us in providing the explanation on how the real world works. So the main idea of this book is, the first, incentives is important. But this incentive can be divided into either economics, social, economic incentive, cost and benefit, social in terms of being accepted, moral, the right and wrong of something. Second thing, information asymmetry. So there are certain parties that have more information than another parties and can use this advantage to its benefit. And the final theme is causation versus correlation. So you have to know that one thing does not necessarily cause another thing. For example, you thought people bought the car because he wanted to travel to another place. But maybe it is not the case that maybe people bought the car because he wants to show to his neighbor that he has a better car. So some of the strengths and weaknesses. So the book is very easy to understand. The sentences are short and simple. It's just like reading a storybook, and it's using a real situation that really had happened in the real world side. So some of the weaknesses of this book is, it's too many words. Maybe although the pages are around 305 pages, but having some graphic in this book would really break up the monotonous of the words being given. So now, what are some of the lessons that we can learn from this book, The Freakonomics? The first one is, people really respond to incentive. Secondly, knowledge or information is important to avoid being manipulated. The third one, knowledge would help a better decision making. Fourth, data is important to have some wisdom in this world. So economics can be a tool that you can answer some of the interesting questions. And finally, understanding the motive of the people can assist in better policy making. So as a conclusion, this Freakonomics, it is just not another book about people behavior in economics, about behavioral economics. So you must understand, but it's important to know that incentive works, information is very important. And finally, that you need to know what are the caution and correction are not necessarily the same thing. So that all of you try to read this book and gain some benefit in terms of the economic application. I think that's all for me from today's episode of Blog Podcast, and hope that all of you would enjoy it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.